This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
If you do the crime, you will do the time. But what kind of support do most state or federal inmates expect to get from their local communities? Chattanooga Endeavors is working to start a new program to help keep the connection to our local communities strong when someone is sent to prison. My guest today, Tim Dempsey, is the CEO.
Chattanooga Endeavors, CEI, is called a reentry program now. It works principally with men and women that have served time in either state or federal penitentiaries that are coming home to the Chattanooga area, and our main focus is on employment or unemployment. And what we do is provide services that help people just get ready for the workforce and open up a few doors that help them find jobs that lead to livable wages.
Stevens Table is a program designed to help keep inmates in touch with their community. CEI has been facilitating this new program in the Chattanooga area.
It's a large network of churches in the area, some of them that already have prison ministries, many of them that do not. It links the churches together, provides them with guidance and support, and connects them with people that are just going off to serve their time in either state or federal penitentiaries, and allows them to offer moral support and encouragement, help them to improve their incarceration experience so that, that when they come home, they're coming home better off for their time behind bars than they do ordinarily. There are a couple of things that are important about this. One is that visitation has been demonstrated to improve the success rates for people that are coming back from prison. There's a large study in Florida that showed that just one visit during the last month of incarceration reduced recidivism by over 4%. And then if you visited somebody once a month in the last 12 months of incarceration, that decreased recidivism by over 30%. They showed that visitation can be either through letters or in person. And they also demonstrated that the most important visit is a visit from a spouse. But outside of that, the person that was doing the visiting really didn't matter. So it could be somebody that you don't know, and it could be somebody that you do know, and the impact was the same. So what we're trying to do is make sure that people stay connected to their communities and that that connection is a positive connection, and that as they're thinking about what they need when they're coming home in order to sustain themselves and be successful, that they're able to put those resources in place so that there's not a big delay and a big gap in services, and that there's not the opportunity to stumble around and make mistakes when they come home.
In many cases, it doesn't matter who the visitor is, just that someone cared enough to reach out and remind those serving time in prison that their community has not forgotten them and will be there for them when they are released.
In the research that's been done on visitation, they have not drilled down very deeply in terms of what happens during those visitations. Right now, they just know that visitations help. We're not really interested in providing programming to people, with one exception. When they come home, they'll come home through a model that's called community building. It's a process that we've been doing for a long time. It was developed by Scott Peck, the popular author, and it's going to be helped out and supported by a man that was Scott Peck's right-hand man that's currently out in Seattle. His name's Bill Thatcher, that's been working with community building as we have in the other prison system for a very long time. He'll be doing training that will help us train trainers in order to provide that particular intervention as people are being discharged and coming back into the community, but it'll happen outside of prison. And then there's a follow-up process that goes on for 10 weeks. That process is mainly a communication program. The effort of community is to improve the relationships that people have between each other. And so shoulder to shoulder, they're more effective with each other. They know how to communicate better on the workforce. They know how to communicate better with the important relationships in their lives. And so they become more effective as just citizens that are engaged when they come home. That's the only programming. Outside of that, we're looking at just a matter of keeping a positive, uplifting, wholesome relationship together between somebody that's been incarcerated and their local hometown communities, essentially that they're not forgotten.
For some, a simple visit from a family member or stranger may mean the difference between improving their lives or returning to prison in the future. Stevens Table hopes to help reduce recidivism by providing visits that connect incarcerated people with their communities.
We have a program in Nashville that is inside prison, and I've started asking them, can they recount the charges that are on their rap sheet? And they'll stumble around, and most of them can't. They'll get some of them, but they don't have the full range of the charges that they've been charged with. When I ask them, have they been visited in prison, they'll tell me exactly how many people have visited them, when they started, if they started at all, who visited them. They're extremely important to them. And they get the same experience, both from their families and also from churches. This is really part of the genesis of the Stevens Table program. People that are part of churches, when they go off to prison, never get visited by those churches. They don't get visited by the pastors. They don't get visited by the members of the church. And so they essentially get forgotten. You don't let that person go. There's somebody that's struggling, that's hurting, that's in pain in the community. You reach out to them. And some of the most difficult people to reach are people that are serving time behind bars. The bars create a big barrier. But on top of that, the distance between their local communities and where they're serving their time also creates a barrier. So somebody from Chattanooga may be serving time anywhere from Mountain City to Memphis. And there are very specific logistical problems in terms of just getting in to seeing a person that you still live with. And so frequently you'll have people that don't have any visits at all from their families, from their friends, and they really are sitting in the Department of Corrections without any connection whatsoever to their hometown communities. That's trouble. That is a lot of trouble, because when they come home, their only experience for the past 4.5, 5, 6, 7, 8 years has been their prison experience, which is always undermined by the people that are living in prison with them. There are terrible influences on them. And so when they come home in a much worse shape, both in their mind and in their hearts, to live a productive life. And so they're really set up to fail, unfortunately. We outsource public safety to the Department of Corrections, but we don't take our own responsibility back home. We need to be also engaged in the justice system, and there's only so much that the Department of Corrections can do on our behalf. We have to make legitimate second chances available to people when they're coming home. Otherwise, they're bound to reoffend. They can't find a job, and they can't support themselves, and they don't have people in their corner. When they hit the street, they will reoffend. They don't have an option if they want to live.
Stevens Table hopes to branch out to help families with the logistics of making that trip for visitation. A chartered bus with multiple families headed to the facility will not only help bring the families together, but offers opportunities to build a stronger community between the families facing life with a loved one in prison.
What we have right now is about 120 churches that we're involved in conversations with to establish this committee. Inside those 120, 25 churches, we'll identify what we call champions. We'll train those champions to manage committees inside their churches, and those committees will be the Stevens Tables. The volunteers that form those committees will train and will support, and then we'll help organize, and then we'll start connecting people that have been convicted of felonies and sentenced to prison time at the beginning of their sentence with churches that have these Stevens Table committees inside them. Our contribution as Chattanooga Endeavors is to provide basically that hookup. I mean, we're going to connect people with interested inmates that want to be a part of the network, and we'll provide the support and the training and the assistance that the committees need in order to be effective.
For more information or to get involved in Stevens Table, contact Chattanooga Endeavors at 423-266-1888 or by visiting the web at www.chattanoogaendeavors.com. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.